morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the March meeting of the Orange County Human Relations Commission. And although our microphones aren't on, our voices are loud, and we will be...
Now the microphones are working. So, having called the meeting to order, I'll let you speak.
Item number two is overview of monthly summary of commission activities.
We don't see Amy here now. Maybe Joyce can run through this with us. I hate to put you on the spot since I know you're kind of filling in at last minute also.
Yes, for the month of February with our police community relations, we attended the chief's advisory meeting. We went out to support Tust and PD because there was a fire and they requested our help to go talk to the residents and offer them assistance that some residents weren't very comfortable with the police department or the fire department, so they thought that since we've worked in Tustin in that neighborhood before, that we would be of great help. And Maureen was able to go out there and help, so that was good. What else?
It looks like we had the diversity training for 58 recruits for...
Yes,
was this police or was this sheriff's department?
The sheriff's department.
Okay.
Yeah. And we also met with San Ana PD to just, you know, to share about the programs and the work we do, and hopefully in the future we can collaborate with them. This month, three hate incidents were reported to our agency, and we went out to do a presentation to parents for that 10 kid work programs, and we also responded to a hate incident that happened at Chapman University. And regarding relation and building outreach and presentations, we attended the Sheriff's Interfaith meeting, and we also attending unpacking anti-Semitic workshop. So that was our work for the month of February.
Thank you very much, Joyce. Any questions? Great. Thank you again.
Okay, next is open forum, and I do not have any requests to speak.
Okay.
So item three is review, discuss, and approve coordination of COVID-19 statement with the Board of Supervisors for release by OC Community Services staff.
You should all have a copy of the draft statement. It's approximately a page and a half, and hopefully you have read it by now. If not, maybe it's a good idea to give everybody 5 minutes to read it so that we can have a discussion regarding it. So why don't we do that? Take five.
Recess?
Yes, recess, so everybody can read.
Okay.
Thanks.
everybody ready? Okay, why don't we go back on?
Okay.
Back on the record, as they say in court. I want to thank the ad hoc committee. This is fantastic work. Thank you very much for your dedication. Obviously, you put a lot of effort into this to circulate it to the Board of Supervisors and get their comments as well. The sentiments, I think, are very well expressed and important to get out there at this time. If I may suggest a revision to the second paragraph, my purpose in this suggestion is not to change the message, but to change the tone slightly, to revise it to say, this would be the last sentence of the second paragraph, during times of crisis, where it says, during times of crisis, people tend to look for scapegoats, but no amount of fear and panic justifies acts of prejudice and discrimination. I would prefer to maybe say it in a more positive and encouraging fashion and say, during times of crisis, OC residents or Orange County residents will rise above the tendency to look for scapegoats, period. We will not give in to fear, panic, prejudice, and discrimination, period.
I like that positive approach, yeah. More affirmative.
Yes.
Assuming we have a majority that agrees with those changes, I would at this point move that we pass this along to Renee to disseminate through the appropriate channels.
I think we should add the OC Health website on here as well. It says, go to the OC Health for more information, but we don't give them the website.
Oh, that's a very good point. Yes. Mm-hmm. So that would be at the end of the fourth paragraph.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. Thank you.
Any other proposed revisions? Once again, thank you for the fantastic work on this. Much appreciated.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess we need a vote on the motion. We need a second for the motion.
I seconded.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion before we move it to a vote? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please signify by saying nay. Great. Thank you. Okay. Next item.
Item number 4, Interfaith Dialogues with Faith Leaders by OC Interfaith Network, Academy for Judaic, Christian, and Islamic Studies, and Jewish Federation and Family Services.
We have guest speakers for that.
Thank you. My name is Reinhard Kraus, and
Hi, I'm Lisa Armoni from Jewish Federation and Family Services.
And thank you for having us as speakers and come before you today. We would like to introduce this issue, and one slight correction maybe to the agenda. The forum is also co-sponsored by the Islamic Shura Council of Southern California. I think it's important.
And I'm sorry, could you spell it? It's Islamic Shura?
Shura, S-H-U-R-A.
Oh, okay. Thank
Shura
you.
Shura Council. It's the umbrella organization of the mosques and Islamic centers.
Gotcha.
In Southern California.
Here so well.
So, how do we start? Maybe I talk a little bit about myself. I'm the executive director of the Academy for Judaic, Christian, and Islamic Studies. We work in Southern California to have forums and to build bridges between the three religious traditions. And so I got involved and part of the planning team, and we talked about that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is one of the issues that is creating tensions in our community and also creating tensions within the interreligious community. It's also the big elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about because it is so contentious. We got together as a planning team, and I'm particularly impressed that the Interfaith Network of Orange County, but also the Jewish Federation, to which my colleague will speak, and the Shura Council were willing to sign on as official co-sponsors. We discussed how we should approach this, that it could easily go out and become very contentious. And eventually we had a first forum in November of last year where we invited speakers, where we invited religious leaders and scholars of the three traditions on an invitation-only basis. And we, maybe I talk a little bit more about the forum after I let Lisa speak.
Sure, so thank you. So I guess I'll just add a little bit of background to this, why we became interested in getting this dialogue off the ground. And there were a series of unfortunate incidents on social media and elsewhere in which statements were posted about the conflict that I think were added to some of the tensions that our two communities feel around this issue. And we were looking for ways that we could really start to unpack the issues, talk about why certain statements are painful to the Jewish community or to the Muslim community. And as we started to come together in informal sessions, we began to realize how much misinformation there is, how little we actually know about sort of each other's communities and the narratives that drive this issue in our own individual communities, and how much I would say tension and anxiety there is even in addressing this issue as, you know, as communities coming together to discuss this. So that's why we deliberated quite a bit about what would be the most appropriate forum in which to bring people together, because we didn't want this to become explosive or contentious, but we really wanted to create a space or a model for civil discourse where we could build some trust, where we could be authentic with each other and sort of be able to navigate together any sort of tensions that we would be dealing with from our communities. And so that's really as our organizations came together, really under the leadership of Orange County Human Relations and their staff, who have been really tremendous and serving as the sort of glue holding us together. And of course, my colleague, Dr. Reinhardt, we were able to create that space just within the planning committee, and eventually felt comfortable in expanding the space to other leaders and scholars.
Yeah, and if I could ask a question, because I find this fascinating, and I think it's necessary work that you're doing. Could you give an example of misinformation that is possessed on either side of the cultural, religious, political divide, and how it was addressed at the forum?
Sure. So one of the things I think that we realized as we started talking to each other, there is a perception that when the Jewish community, for example, talks about its relationship to Israel, which is really a very deep part of Jewish identity for many Jews, I would say the majority of Jewish people, there's a misperception, I think, in the Muslim community that that means support for the state of Israel or the government of Israel or Israeli policies, not understanding that that connection is much broader than that, much deeper, doesn't necessarily correspond to individual policies that are enacted that in many cases adversely affect the Palestinian community, you know, over the Green Line and even within Israel. So it was really starting to unpack what that means for a Jewish person to say they have a relationship with Israel. And I think what that's just one example of when we were able to open people's eyes to that. You know, it was a blind spot for many people, which created an entryway to further conversation about, you know, well, what does that mean? And this realization that many Jews struggle with Israeli policies. I don't think that was at all clear to some of our interlocutors. And those kinds of openings, that ability to be authentic with our relationships, I think is sort of one of the most important building blocks in terms of building trust between the two communities.
Thank you.
Maybe to add to this, as someone who is working with Christian, Jewish, Muslim organizations, I said in the planning meeting that what I hear, the in-house conversations within each community is very different than what people say to each other. So the purpose was to bridge this gap and provide honesty to the conversations. The way we structured the forum is we divided it in small groups that people and asked people to speak from a personal perspective, to say, to what extent are you connected to this conflict? For example, has one of your relatives perhaps perished in the Holocaust? Or if you are a Palestinian, and we had the chair of the Islamic Shura Council was born in Bethlehem. He is Palestinian. And to share how he, his family, was affected by the founding of the State of Israel and the continuing occupation. So people were able to listen to one another's personal stories as a way of building trust. And one of the people who came, she was born in Gaza and is very active in the Muslim community, summed up the forum this way. She said, "I came smiling, and then I was crying, and then I left smiling again." And the response to the forum was so positive by everybody, we didn't get any negative feedback at all, that as a planning committee, we said we should continue to deepen the conversation, build, and so we're currently working on the second forum, and it's being planned. And we want to go deeper, but the purpose is not to have a debate, but to build trust and weave community, which is what the Human Relations Commission is really about. So we hope that you may consider perhaps endorsing it. When you first hear about it, you might say, we want to stay away from hot potatoes, but that's why we're here, to present this and to also answer any questions you might have.
Thank you very much, both of you. And I apologize for interrupting. I'm sure you had more to say, so please carry on if you would like to. Would you be willing to take questions from the rest of the commissioners? Any questions?
How often do you meet?
Well, so we're currently planning our second convening, which
yes,
we hope will take place in April, barring any further developments with the virus. But as a planning committee, I would say we meet about once a month.
Okay.
And it's a very small committee, but there's just been, there's opportunities for us to build out the program at these meetings.
Okay. And I think it was really important for us to have the representatives, like my colleague Lisa, and the Muslim community as part of the planning team, so that we are developing a common vision for what these dialogues can be and become, these conversations. And as Lisa indicated, we were kind of an incubator for that, how that could happen, because trust developed between us. And maybe, Lisa, you can say a little more about the conversation you had with Dr. Sobo.
Sure. And I think that's a really important point that Reinhard mentioned, is that in order for this to really work with our community colleagues, we ourselves had to develop relationships. And I think, you know, as the representative of the Jewish community and Ahmed Sobo, the representative of the Muslim community, we had to allow ourselves to build a relationship, to be a little bit vulnerable with each other and share our stories in a very authentic way. And I'm really happy to say that we've had meetings outside of the planning meeting where we've just shared stories about, a shared experience that we had around a particular event that took place in the region, and how, you know, what were our personal reactions to it, how it changed us as individuals, how it impacted our communities, and to just be in a space where we can talk very freely and openly in a trusting way, I think has really been instrumental in creating the backdrop for us to be able to bring our community partners together for this.
Thank you. Rick, you had a question?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you both. just should acknowledge Lisa Armoni's great work in the Jewish community and representing the Jewish community so well in these interfaith forums and all over the county. So thank you. And Dr. Krause, thank you for your work and founding of this really important group. I don't really have a question. I just have more amusing, if you will. And that is, being in this work as all of us, these forums tend to attract the usual suspects, those who are open and willing to learn and listen and to be really influenced by the heart. And so that's why I do this work, as I'm sure all of us do. I'd be curious if there's been a conversation around the Institute of how to get to those who wouldn't normally come to the table, A. And B, a commitment to lower the volume of the rhetoric in the places where that caused essentially your institute to be formed, I would imagine. I mean, I know some of the incidents of which we speak, and they, it doesn't matter if you're Jewish or not Jewish, they're just highly offensive statements to be made in a lot of ways. So I'm just curious if that conversation is taking place around the table and what some action items might be to get to the people whose voices we'd like to temper.
Yes, we've talked about it as a planning team, and you cannot force people to be open-minded and open-hearted. But we deliberately thought it would be very helpful to have a forum for the religious leaders and scholars in Orange County, because they have each a bully pulpit and can influence in turn their congregations and spread this message, and perhaps in our wildest dreams form congregational partnerships. So we hope that these conversations, while they attract the usual suspects who are open-minded, do have a multiplying effect in the community. It is also crucial that we form relationships within the interfaith community, because if one of us is attacked, all of us is attacked. And if there are frictions between us, and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is a point of contention, if there are frictions, it's much more difficult to stand together when the time comes that we have to stand together. So this is also a way and hopefully a factor in helping to foster and create these strong personal relationship, communal relationships that make us resilient in the time when we need to stand together as an interfaith community.
Just One more thought, and that is, we want to turn these bully pulpits into kind pulpits.
Yes, I like that phraseology. Very good phraseology.
I also want to make a comment. actually, and I kind of actually want to reiterate what the rabbi was saying, was to bring the, I know, we always have the usual suspect. So I'm actually asking you, have you guys reached out to perhaps like the Asian churches, the Asian American churches? And if not, perhaps that should be added to the plan. Because I would really encourage that because, for example, my church, we're very much aware of what's going on within that region and other regions. And we are always talking amongst ourselves and other churches in terms of like, well, how do we address that? Because we're here, we're, you know, how do we sort of contribute to resolving some of the issues out there?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes.
Good point.
Amen. So we have no boundaries as to who to invite. We would be very open and receptive to having suggestions for leaders to be invited and be part of this forum. At the same time, we wanted to be sure that nobody is hijacking the forum. Small groups really help with that, so nobody has a bully pulpit in that sense. But we would be very, very open for suggestions and the invitation list was really created by the Interfaith Network of Orange County. I don't know whether your particular congregation is a member of that or affiliated with that, but it's a very, very porous boundaries. There are no boundaries. So we would welcome additional suggestions for people to be invited.
Yeah, when I actually received the email, I was planning to go, but just things, as you guys imagine, with COVID-19, our schedules were just packed. But I did actually go through the list of the leaders, and I did see a few, perhaps, that might be a voice, but there really was, at least in my view, a lack of the Asian American representation within that list, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you.
I noticed that as well, and I'm glad you addressed it. I'd like to make a personal comment. As a psychotherapist and a concerned human being, I really applaud you for doing this. I think this is a necessary event. I'm so glad that you're working on this. And I understand from some other interfaith communities that the work they're doing is very good in terms of creating the understanding and compassion and empathy that we all need for each other. So, and it's a challenge. I know it's a challenge, but I applaud you for it.
Thank you for the comment. I think there's also a sense in the planning team and in the work that I do on a regular basis that as an interfaith community, we need to get beyond just getting together, eating, and saying, isn't it nice that we all get along? Without diving into the deep end and addressing the questions that divide us, because only by doing that can we build authentic personal relationships and community. And I'm preaching to the choir if you are a therapist.
That's all right.
Thank you. And did I understand you had a request that we sponsor or form or act as a partner of some sort?
Yes, and I'm, you know, and here I'm going to acknowledge the role of Norma Lopez, who has really been one of our fearless leaders in navigating this with us. And I think we all feel strongly that this idea of creating a model for civil discourse is very much aligned with your mission to promote civility and understanding by creating the spaces for safe and respectful dialogue. And we believe that your endorsement or support of this would not only create a greater level of legitimacy within the county for this, but also perhaps could help to us to provide a platform for this model, which might be shared with other communities.
Thank you very much. I'm gonna pass the buck, so to speak, over to Renee, since I don't see county council here, but maybe you could have county council contact me to discuss, you know, whether there are policies or their ordinances that would govern this commission's ability to sponsor or endorse.
Sure, maybe we could table until the next time, and I can take a look at the bylaws and then work with council to see what that looks like. Also, with if Norma is in fact participating as through the commission contract, then we can talk about how that relates to the actual.
And she might be participating through the council rather than through the commission contract, so that's something to have a county council look at, I think.
We'll definitely confirm that.
Great, thank you.
Can I just add one thing, Renee? That so we don't lose a month, I mean, if it's all kosher, no pun intended, that we could agendize that support on the next.
Sure, we'll definitely have an agenda item if it's not just to provide the feedback that we received and or make a formal support of or recommendation. Definitely, we can work with the chair on that.
Thanks.
Thank you both. Any other questions?
Yes, I would like to just acknowledge both Dr. Reinhardt and Lisa for being here and sharing this very important issue that we need to take on head on. I did attend the first forum, and it was very informative, and as it's a very difficult subject to talk about, and I come from India, so being of the Islamic faith, but these conversations within our communities are there, and they happen in different spectrum with a different lens. So I think this opens up the conversation, which you have very well formulated and put together, and appreciate that. And I should thank Rabbi Rick to have initiated this with that one email that he sent me, which got me all wound up as well at that time.
I'm not sure that would qualify under civil discourse, but it was passionate nonetheless.
Yes. So that started to roll the ball, and OCIN got involved, and that's how the buck, the thing got passed on. But appreciate that. And I, while the endorsements and other support is being solicited, my question to you is, how do you see this evolving going forward? The role that would be played out.
On our board of my organization, we also have the director of interreligious affairs for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. And so he has agreed to be part of the next conversation and is very interested. So my hope is, again, no pun intended, that this is contagious. and that it may really serve as a model for other communities, but it is truly important that this is experiential learning. It is very difficult to summarize and put simply in words for people who have not participated, and so therefore my hope is that other people will get wind of this, will want to say, oh, we want to replicate this in our communities. And I do think we may consider in the future other issues that affect the community at large and the interfaith community. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is just one of many issues to which religious traditions have to say something. For example, immigration is another one.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks.
Any other questions, comments? Thank you again.
Okay, item number 5, Commission Forums Ad Hoc Update.
Fareed?
Oh, that's me.
Comes over. Yeah.
All right. Thank you again. I was, somehow I missed that meeting. I was so engrossed in my tax preparations and client meetings. But Norma did mention that Amy, Stacy were there, and so was Norma, and I think Chief Michael was on the call in attendance. We do want to move forward with the next forum series, which is kind of dovetails into what we just heard, even though it is dealing with Palestinian and Israeli issues, but it is more the faith-based, and we have a more broader viewpoint on how we want to structure these forums for religious-based biases and other issues that surround that. So we don't necessarily have something written up yet. We're going to be working on it. And this COVID-19 has kept all of us busy as well in different ways. Mm-hmm. So the committee will come back in the next round.
Well, we know you've had a lot of homework just with this, so. Okay, next.
Item number 6, anti-hate campaign ad hoc update.
No update, except to say that hate doesn't go away in a time of crisis. It only increases. And that's why this letter is so important. And letters and statements and rallies are essential for setting the mood for tolerance. But if we don't actually do the work of having programs that teach about these things, our words will be empty. And so while I really appreciate this as a great beginning, I certainly hope and pray the Board of Supervisors will agendize this item quickly so that we can get to work, particularly for the Asian community that's suffering terrible hate right now due to the misunderstanding of coronavirus and all the other communities who are suffering. So no update other than a plea to get this moving along as fast as possible because the time is now.
Okay, item number 7, update from OC Chiefs and Sheriff. Don't see him.
Yeah.
So item number 8.
It's not easy for him to hide. I don't see him.
Item 8 is OCSD Interfaith Council update.
I was not at the last meeting. Joyce, were you at the meeting at the mosque? Or did we cancel? No update. Sorry.
Okay. Next is announcements from commissioners.
Well, yeah, I just want to give an update. Yesterday I was invited to the Boys and Girls Club in Irvine. And there's another nonprofit that was, it's called Hope Center for the Arts. I don't know how many of you know of it and what they do. They have been around 40 years in Anaheim, in the city of Anaheim, providing services to the intellectually challenged community through arts, through music and different type of thing, mentoring and what have you, and giving them hope and putting them back into some meaningful engagement and all of that. So the long and short of it, in some of my other engagements, things that I bumped into the lady who was on the board of this particular Hope Center for the Arts. And their lease was running out last year, 2019. So she just mentioned that in passing, and I just made a mental note of it. I bumped into at a event for executives and leadership that was at the South Coast Plaza in at the club over there. And I met the president of the Boys and Girls Club. And I got his card and his other associate that was there. And just finding out what is it that they do and the resources available, found out that they do have space and all that. So I said, well, why don't I connect these two people and see if something works? And sure enough, with time and all that, their Irvine location was being totally redone, rebuilt. And they said, we probably may have some space there. So I made that connection, and I had to go for a pilgrimage and all that last year. Fast forward, they got that space allotted to the Center of the Hope Center for the Arts. They saved their program and shifted all of their students. They lost a few because of the demographics and travel and all that. And yesterday was their opening. And they had invited me and representing the commission, because they mentioned that, because being a commissioner, I wanted to make sure that was included in there. So that was a beautiful event, and the parents and some of the leaders, the council people were there from Irvine. They came up to me and thanked me for arranging this. It was all from the guy up there. I had nothing really to do much about it. But it really gave hope to what you could do. And we as commissioners, we can impact. And I'm sure each one of us is doing it in a different way. So what came out of that further is, I think Norma is not here, but they want to work with the commission, and more so with the council and the commission, to provide services, workshops, whatever that may be, because within that community,
and these two bodies, a partnership of Boys and Girls Club and the Center for the Hope Center for the Arts, they also have issues, biases, and things that are conflicts that take place, just like in schools, hate crimes, things of that nature, among their own population, that demographic. So they want to have us facilitate some of that work as well. So this could expand the role in a different way. Just want to share that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well done. Any questions, other comments?
I have an update.
Yes.
Just would like to update the commissioners on the Goodwill Committee. We are still waiting for some more nominations. I made that plea in our last meeting, and I've only received one new nomination. I was expecting an exploding amount coming in on my emails. So this is a last call. If you have somebody that you, some person, business, church, or other organization that you think needs recognition for the good works that they're doing in terms of human relations and lessening the powers of discrimination, if you have somebody in mind, please send the name and details to me, and I will put them in the group that we are going to be discussing and hopefully awarding in May. Any questions about that? You were sent the information about the Goodwill Committee. Those of you who are rather new and didn't go through that process with us, I think three or four of us know what that was all about, but you did receive the information from Norma. I hope you all did. I did. Okay, describing and giving you the ideas about not only what it is, but what criteria we're using to nominate and select candidates. Any questions? Onward.
Okay. So I guess at this point we'll adjourn the meeting. Everybody, have a great month.
Thank you. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Yes.